Streets Morning Takeover. Good morning. Who's on the line?
Quan.
Hey, good morning, Quan. How you doing?
Man, I'm all right, man. You know, my girl just tripping. Girl playing games at the house, man. Won't keep the house clean. Nasty dishes and shit in the house like that.
So she just won't clean. Is she tired? Does she work all day? I mean, tell us what's up.
Nah, she ain't working all day. She laying back while I do all the work.
Okay, so, Quan, I'm sure you have spoken with her about these dishes. Have you said, hey, I'd like for you to clean up, or have you decided to wash them yourself?
You know, I had said that several times, but she, like, she ain't getting it.
Oh.
You know, I don't know what's up with that.
You're calling us to tell her about herself, or do you want to break up with her, or what?
I love my girl, you know, I just, you know what I'm saying, you know, I don't be liking all this nasty filthy stuff, you know, she already know how I act.
So you want me to ask her to be a woman?
Yeah, I want you to ask her to be a woman, stand up, you know, I want an old school woman.
You want an old school woman. What's an old school woman, Quan?
You know, a woman who's going to stand up, clean, cook, you know, have everything.
Barefooted in the kitchen.
Don't do that.
You already know that.
Okay, Quan, so I'm going to call her. We'll see what she's thinking. We'll see where her head is. What's her name first?
Ariel.
Ariel, I'm going to call her. Don't you say nothing, Quan, no matter what she say, even if she say you nasty too. I don't want to hear nothing until I cue you in, okay?
Yes. All right.
Don't blow it.
All right. Oh, Lord. So he calling his girl nasty. How long you think she been nasty? Why he ain't been, you know, say something about it?
I know. Ooh, I hate going to a girl house and it be nasty. It automatically give me one thing. This couch nasty.
Then what else is nasty? I'm sure it's something he ain't telling us, chap.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Can I speak with Ariel?
This is she.
Good morning, Ariel. This is the Streets Morning Takeover, Streets 94.5. We're calling you because we have a situation, and we wanted to know if you have some time to speak with us this morning.
Okay.
I know it's probably a little off guard. It's early.
But we want to clean up some accusations that your boyfriend called up here about.
Yes, somebody called us. His name was Quan. He says that you guys are together. You're living together, and he sort of has an issue with some of the things that are going on in the household.
He wants to straighten some stuff up.
Oh, really? So he called y'all. Okay.
Why them dishes still in the sink?
For lack of better ways to put it.
This is my thing. I feel like if we are splitting everything down the middle as far as the household, you know, rent, utilities, anything else, food, all of that, if I'm having to come out of pocket, you need to clean, too. Like, he feel like because I work from home, it's not work. But I work just as much as he do. And I pay the same amount of bills he pays. So he'll be able to clean, too.
Okay. So I don't know if you've been hearing the in the background, but Quan is listening. He is definitely speaking out of turn. And I guess he has something to say about what you're saying right now. Go ahead, Quan.
Oh, yeah, baby, you know, I just be wanting my house clean, you know, I want them dishes clean, you know. You at home, now they talking about you doing housework, you know, all this and that, but everything ain't adding up. When I come home, you know, you still got nasty houses and all the dishes. I ain't having no food on file, none of that. So,
well, this is what you're not understanding. If we have to split all the bills, we need to be splitting the household.
Hey, but I ain't.
I'm not finna do everything that you want me to do at the house, and I still gotta pay bills too.
Hey, but see what you understand? I'm spending more time at work, and I ain't getting more pay like I should be getting.
But I'm still splitting the bills down the middle, so it don't really matter.
Okay, so wait a minute. You're telling me right now that you guys split the bills 50-50?
Yes.
So Quan, why you trying to make her clean 100? And she got to still pay 50-50.
That's what a woman's supposed to do.
That's what a woman's supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
So, Quan, what's a man supposed to do?
A man's supposed to just, you know, supposed to take care of the house.
The man's supposed to be the provider. So, you're not providing 100% if I'm doing 50-50. If I'm doing 50-50, you're not doing what you're supposed to do as the man. So, how can you expect me to have a certain type of role because you want some old-fashioned woman? Well, I want some old-fashioned man. So where if I am at home taking care of the household, then you out here providing for the household.
Oh. I know I'm providing much as I can, baby girl. And you know that.
But you don't feel bad making her pay half?
Nah, I don't feel bad. Why should I?
I just think you got life a little messed up, Juan. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I myself definitely make sure my fiance doesn't have to clean anything, but at the same time, he can always throw that he pays all the bills. I don't have anything to do but clean.
But you got a fiance, though. He won't even propose to me, though, but he wants me to act like his wife.
Oh, wow. Girl, you got a whole lot to deal with at the house.
Hey, man, you know how that go.
No, I don't, actually, Quan. We appreciate you for calling, Quan. I'll ask her, you know, your question, but at the same time, I have a lot of reserve about your expectations. So, Arielle, will you be a better woman and clean his house even though you paying half of y'all's bills?
No, until he ready to step up and, you know, play the role as some old-fashioned man, then I play the role as an old-fashioned woman and be what he needs me to be. Until then, no, I'm not about to cook, clean, sex him when he want me to, and do all this wifely duties, and I still got to pay half of the bills, so we roommates at this point.
Okay, well, Quan, there's your answer. Is it okay with you?
No, she going to have to tighten up.
Straighten up one.
Oh, my God. Y'all are too confusing. I need you guys to get it together.
She clearly saying she ain't going to get it together, so I don't know how we're going to do this.
All right.
We're going to be roommates.
Quan, listen, I hope you guys talk about it. I hope you are able to fully understand what you're asking of her and then what you're giving her, okay? There is no second date. I apologize to you both, but neither of you are going to get this $100 gift card from 1-800 the Bethune Law Firm. Atlanta Gorgeous is your time to shine. Call us up and tell us what you think about this situation. 404-352-0945. That second date update on Streets 94.5.